Mayor Coleman's primary message this morning is that he is not interested in a takeover of the city school district, despite Superintendent Gene Harris's projected departure in July and continuing questions about student data reporting.
But as an extension of our past endeavors, Dr. Harris has asked me to do more to help put our kids first and to make sure they're educated and prepared and ready to carry on the next generation of leadership in this community. So today, I answered that call. And today, I put a stake in the ground to begin to address the issues facing education of kids in Columbus.
Early in his career, Coleman launched the Cap City Kids program as a way to help kids engaged in learning after school hours, and for several years, he had a cabinet-level department on education. He says the future of the city is closely linked to the success of its schools.
We know our public schools, while improved, are not where they need to be. When our kids graduate from high school, they should be prepared to do one of three things: go to college, take a job, or go to the military. But too many are still ill-prepared for any of the above.
Coleman says he's worked closely with Superintendent Harris in the past and believes the city can help the district continue to move forward. City Council President Andrew Ginther, who served on the school board and was instrumental in hiring Harris, sees a new phase of city school partnerships beginning.
Dr. Harris invited the mayor and the city to step forward into this space. This is one of the first times we've ever done this quite like this. Obviously, we've got significant relationships through school resource officers and other things that we do in partnership and collaboration with the district, but this is different. And so this is a new space. The specifics and the details we're going to have to work out. We're going to shape it together.
Unprecedented, but as yet undefined. Ginther says at this point all options are open, from informally lending expertise to a formal joint search committee or special task force. At the very least, Ginther says the city can facilitate discussions.
Bringing together folks from, obviously, the school district, corporate community, not-for-profit community, neighborhood leaders, parents, in putting together an agenda for the future and discussing what are some important priorities and areas for improvement.
Superintendent Harris announced Thursday that she will step down at the end of the school year. A report is expected in January from the state auditor, who is investigating allegations that school district officials improperly manipulated student data in order to improve the district's state report card. I'm Allison Holm, WCBE News.